for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham, and with me as always, this is episode 340. With me as always, sorry, Kevin.
Is the one.
The only. The early adopter. The TheKevinMiller.com. Jump, press circle button, Kevin.
Justin Comedy. Justin.
Boom. Nailed it.
Bam.
We're doing emails today
on the show.
Some good stuff. We already have some song that we'll be playing later on. Stuck in our heads.
Yep.
So thank you for whoever sent that.
We'll know later.
A breakfast sandwich.
Lots of things happen. We can do previews. Breakfast sandwiches. There'll be crabs in today's episode.
Oh, boy.
1980s references galore.
As original material.
Yep. I want to talk about proper...
Podcasts do this, where they talk about what they're going to talk about, only we're doing it as the show's starting.
Exactly.
That's what we change.
That's how it's...
That's what we bring to
You
the
could
table.
Stop listening now if you don't want to hear about proper usage of grammar.
Yeah. So.
And the right way to write a letter, because nobody writes a letter anymore. We're going to talk about that today.
Heads up on that.
That's happening.
So let's kick it off, because we had to put it off a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Michaela sent us in another story. She says,
"Oh yeah, did you send that to me?"
No, I was supposed to. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
She says she starts it off. Let's see. Let me do that, and then I'm going to do that.
Justin,
I have taken on your homework, but I'm not copying and pasting my story. I had no idea the font changed size. Extreme Disney. So here is the part two that I didn't even know would exist. I'm going to try not to make it too long. Oh, and we didn't even look at it. It's not that long.
Oh, okay, good.
I want you to know, Michaela, in retrospect, it wasn't that we didn't want it to be long. It's just that we were like, we're so out of time, and so please don't take it personally.
Yeah.
Please climb back in from your windowsill. It is not worth it. I appreciate you waiting to end your life for 2 weeks.
And so stop trying to crush those pies cooling on the windowsill.
Oh, so annoying. You're ruining a perfectly good blueberry pie.
I think we're ruining her story.
Yeah. Part two.
Several pies in the story.
Am I right that I am the narrator?
Yes, that's how we did it.
You are you and I am me.
That's right.
All
right,
good.
Unless we want to get somebody else in here.
The surroundings started to take form as Justin awoke from something he felt was a nightmare. But things quickly sunk. I like that this is... Was this on purpose last time? Was it in time for Halloween?
Yeah, no, but this is great.
I know, right? But things quickly sunk into reality as he noticed his clothes were covered in soot, and there were cuts and bruises covering his body. Justin quickly jumped up and looked around, calling out for Kevin, but it was too late. Kevin was gone. "Curse you, Jester!" he yelled in great anger as Justin looked down, thinking he had lost his best friend. He heard a girl scream. A girl came running straight to Justin and hid behind him.
"You have to help me! He's gonna get me!" she yelled,
pointing from the direction she came. Justin looked in that direction, but his sad, confused look brightened as he saw what looked like Kevin running straight for him. "Kevin?" Justin yelled happily. But the girl yelled in terror and grabbed Justin by the shirt, running away from him.
"What are you doing, child? Stop!"
Justin scolded. Oh, that's me. I'm sorry. "What are you doing, child? Stop!" Justin scolded.
Sounds very much like you.
Pulling away from the girl and looking back at Kevin. Kevin looked odd. He had an evil look to him. Justin, frozen with fear, watched as Kevin came closer and closer. Slowly, you could see the claws that were where his hands should be, and his razor-sharp teeth were nice, non-human biting should be. I'm sorry, that just made me laugh. And his razor-sharp teeth were nice, non-human biting teeth should be.
Damn, nice.
Justin, frozen in place, let out a yell. An echoed yell. But suddenly a brick flew out of nowhere and smacked evil Kevin in the head. He fell to the ground with a shriek. He was twitchy all over and began to slowly stand back up. "Hey, guy," the girl yelled from behind Justin. "Don't just stand there. Run," she yelled as she sprinted off. With no further thought, Justin followed her until they arrived in what appeared to be an abandoned neighborhood, minus one evil Kevin.
"I'm still back here."
When it was nighttime, the two had made it on an old... made it to. I'm sorry. It's just... Story took a turn. Now it's a romance novel. When it was nighttime, the two had made it to an old-looking home. The whole area looked like it went through a nuclear blast. Just couldn't help but think, Mad Max mixed with Dawn of the Dead? Later, the girl had started a fire and sat by it, staring up at Justin. Why wouldn't I start the fire? I'm a manly man. Can I start a fire?
Read the story. Maybe there's a reason.
Oh, my bad. Why did you just stand there earlier while that creature was running towards
See,
you?
Clearly, you've been emasculated in the story. It's all right. I'm evil.
The girl asked. Justin didn't answer. He kept thinking about that evil Kevin.
I'm evil.
You do realize I didn't hurt your real friend, right? She asked as she looked at the silent comedian. I like that I'm so well known as a comedian in this universe. Yeah. It's great. The girl sighed and stood up, walking to a closet and pulling out some weapons. Oh, snap. Justin realized that this was no random home, but the girl's home. Where in the world did you... Oh, I'm sorry. Where in the world did you get that stuff? Justin asked, a bit shocked to see such a young girl with such heavy weaponry.
I've been here a while. I snuck into Carney's castle and stole these. She replied, picking up a huge red and white axe. So I'm only assuming you want to find your friend Kevin, right?
Yeah, well, how are we supposed to find him if you hit him with a brick? Justin yelled. I guess he hadn't heard what the girl said earlier.
Did you not hear me? The thing was chasing us wasn't the real Kevin. That monster was a clone. All of Carney's or Kamey?
It's Kamey.
Oh, my bad. All of Kamey's victims have a clone self. She likes to call them shadows, a complete opposite of the real person.
Did you just say opposite?
No, I said pigs in a blanket, the girl replied with sarcasm.
Don't use that tone with me. I'm old enough to be your dad. I love this so much. Justin glared. The girl threw her hands up and rolled her eyes. The girl tossed Justin a gun and sat down, polishing her axe.
What? Yeah, what? Yeah. Do you need to polish axes?
Yeah, otherwise they rust.
Oh, right.
Especially when you're going to be killing monster clones.
Right. Shadows.
What is your name, by the way? Justin asked, looking over the small gun. The girl kept silent, not even looking up at him. I asked you a question, Justin urged.
Hollow,
she merely replied. Justin knew this wasn't going to work out well. Meanwhile, the real Kevin woke up in chains in what seemed to be a small dungeon. Kevin looked up at the chains and realized something really stupid. The chains were way too loose.
What?
He easily slipped out.
That was easy,
he said to himself as he walked and looked around the dungeon. In every set of chains, there was at least one or two corpses chained up. Damn. Kevin gagged.
Why didn't they get out?
But kept walking till he came to a cell area. Inside one of them, a small four-year-old girl sat dressed in old rags, humming softly to herself, holding a small teddy bear. Kevin's eyes widened. He looked around till he spotted keys hanging off the wall. He snatched the keys, unlocked her cell, and went inside to rescue her.
Hey, you okay?
Kevin asked as he looked at the girl. The small girl looked up at him with her big pink eyes and smiled.
Daddy!
She exclaimed, embracing him with a hug. Kevin's eye twitched. How does she know you have an eye twitch? That's even better.
I have an eye twitch?
When you get stressed, don't you? Is that everybody?
No,
I guess,
it's me. I'm touched and offended.
Oh, now his eye's twitching. I'm sorry. And he pulled the girl away but kept looking at her.
I'm not your dad,
Kevin said, shaking his head, but the girl nodded, insisting he was.
Uh-huh. Mama said you were coming to take me home,
she said as she showed him her teddy bear. She's clearly delusional, Kevin. Oh, that's kind of your line.
She's clearly delusional,
Kevin thought to himself.
I guess I can humor her. Who would lock up and abandon a child anyway?
With that in mind, Kevin stood up, picking up the little girl, and headed out of the cell.
You have a name?
Kevin asked, poking the girl's nose jokingly. The girl giggled and replied, "My name's Hallow."
Oh, very good.
Snaps!
Which one's the shadow and which one's the real?
There we go. That's why I'm too quiet. Yeah, well done. That was great.
So do you think Justin's with the real Hallow or is Kevin with the real Hallow?
Here's what I think. Yeah. I think that because you woke up in chains... Oh, you found her in a cell, though,
yeah,
huh?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're with...
I need to know more about what's going on with this Kamey person.
Yeah. This is some Sixth Sense stuff.
That's
right?
A lot of fun. Yeah, if you dare. If you can read this, you don't need glasses. She put it in the slum. That's funny because I didn't even see it.
Oh, and, then she put, and you're wearing glasses.
She put the boob emoticon. Thanks for that, too,
oh,
Michaela.
Thank you.
There we go. This is...
She didn't. That was a joke.
Oh, wait. That's another one that I have to remember. Let's see here. Here's another email. Oh, good. This is from Christopher. He's the... For those of you who remember a while ago,
a professor, we felt, kind of poked fun at us for our theories on how heavy an email is.
And hardware. How heavy an email is.
We talked about that at some point.
The metrics ton, like the actual physical weight of electronic information.
Yeah, he said, I'm the professor from the University of Massachusetts.
He didn't just make fun of us. I mean, he pretty much slandered us. We should have and would have been in full legal right to write a cease and desist and a restraining order.
I thought we agreed. I had my lawyer draft it up. I'm glad
you did, because I can't believe we're going to read this on the... All right, go ahead.
You started an episode a week or two ago where you suggested that I'd stop listening. I like that we suggested it. Yeah, you don't listen.
That's right.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm old enough to be your father.
Yeah. I don't know why I laughed.
Probably not true.
I stopped listening and that I somehow thought I was smarter than you guys. I'm just emailing to let you know that I am still listening to every episode and I greatly respect the intelligence and skill you guys bring to your podcast. You guys bring incredible comedy and knowledge of the game industry to the podcast. I also appreciate your conversation about the weight of an email, but I couldn't add anything to your argument that hard drives don't get heavier when you save an email. Finally, I would like to applaud your decision to only share a portion of the emails you receive.
We shouldn't have read that one. Yeah, the restraining order is still in effect. Did we really discuss that? That a hard drive gives heavier?
Yeah, I think
it
was one of our opening banter where we just shoot the breeze for about 5 seconds.
Because then, that is fascinating. Because I probably brought up the mind-brain problem and the idea that the soul has weight to it and that whole concept. That is fascinating. I'm pretty sure hard drive doesn't get any heavier with more information in it.
On some level, though, doesn't it have to? Like, because you're at that like was, a, I think, the conversation we
a
had.
A microscopic.
But you're adding something to it.
No, because the information is either there or not there.
It's not like gasoline.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not being transferred.
It's binary, so it's either there or not there.
So it's more like it's more like using an abacus.
Yeah.
To form in the letter of an O.
Exactly.
That's more. All the pieces are there. It's just how you arrange them.
Right. Now, where it could have more mass to it is when a more full hard drive is going to take up more, be harder for the thing to read it because it's going to have to jump around. That's why you have to fragment or defrag a drive and everything. Mm-hmm. So through doing that, you could create not only cosmetic wear and tear, which could damage it, make it heavier or lighter, depending on what happens, and... it'll change its weight distribution based on how fast it's spinning. That's
how
about
often
it.
Do I need to defrag my wife?
Pretty regularly.
Yeah, I do.
you should let her spend a day alone by herself and you take care of the kids.
I get it. I don't get it. hi guys, this is actually from our good friend Evelyn. From college and
Evie.
I'm slowly catching up on your podcast episodes by listening to you during my runs on the weekend here and there. I won't lie, I've skipped a lot, so some of my knowledge of what you've discussed is super spotty. I read this article today on Yahoo Games that was featured on my news module on the Yahoo front page and wanted to share it with you both in case it didn't make it over to you by any other means.
By the way, she works at Yahoo.
I thought that the overall concept of achieving a scientific breakthrough like the one that the article talks about through online gaming is ingenious. If you think about it, studying and deciphering things like molecular structure is essentially like trying to take apart and put together a puzzle. Granted, it's a very complex puzzle, but nonetheless, you're exercising the same type of brain muscles, right?
Yeah, and no picture of a toucan when you're done.
Right? So to restructure the environment to put gamer-type brains to work on something like this is freaking genius. Those guys at University of Washington, they should rebrand themselves as Aperture Science Labs or something. Anyway, that was it. No random question or weird requests for speaking with accents or different voices or reading lengthy historical speeches type nonsense. I like you both just the way you are. Just wanted to share the wealth of knowledge. Your sleepiest of all Eve, Sleepy Eve.
Yeah, she was on one of our earliest episodes. Well, you know what's funny about that is that it seems like finally reality has caught up with fiction, because that was the last Starfighter back in, right? Yeah. I mean, that was the whole concept of that film. And then Stargate Universe did the same thing. They get the boy.
Seen that.
Yeah, that show, it got canceled. It's a shame. But they recruit this boy genius because he played essentially Stargate Online and cracked the code to something. And so the government swoops him, grabs him, and takes him on this mission. And they even made references to Battles. What did I just said the name
Starfighter,
of it?
Last
Starfighter. Starfighter. She's like, yeah, that was my idea. I got it from a movie.
Do I keep getting that? That's not Flight of the Navigator.
No,
right?
Last Starfighter.
That's the one where he's playing the video game, and then they come and pick him up. And
yeah, in the and they tell him that it's this one arcade. It's
got
essentially
that crazy
Tron.
Long elevator.
Yeah, and it takes him up, and then he gets involved in exactly what's in the video game. It's Tron meets Star Wars. That's the elevator pitch, and the aliens look like guys from Star Wars and everything, and they have an he has an iPod. He like shows him pictures of his family, and the pictures change.
So this is
in
way
the frame.
Before iPod.
Way
for
before
some
it
of our
goes through the pictures, and you get to see his family and everything.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty solid. It's a that's a fun dumb movie.
Well, this article is it says is that plugged in? Is that the idea? The headline or what it says? Online gamers crack AIDS enzyme puzzle. Online gamers have achieved a feat beyond the realm of Second Life or Dungeons & Dragons. They have deciphered the structure of an enzyme.
Who plays Dungeons & Dragons? That's a terrible reference.
Of an ape.
That's somebody that doesn't know
this
a damn thing about video games.
This
like,
must be like the health writer who's like, well, this is what I played. Yeah.
It's like...
yeah, and I did that voice because this person was born in 1920.
Yeah,
they're
exactly. There's like... I only know the things that have made their way by complete screaming into pop culture. And there's like three video games. There's Pong, there's Pac-Man. Man and Mario, and then there are things that nerds love like Dungeons and Dragons.
But Dungeons, I'm thinking of Dragon's Lair, right?
Yeah.
Is that the laser disc game? Now, because here's what I think is that if you would have been good at your job, you could have made a reference to like Toad Wars or Dragon's Lair, which was a hard game to actually finish. Like
that would
be considered.
But that wasn't a puzzle based game. That was a
that's a good point.
That was a button mashing timing. It was essentially video musical. Chairs.
Maybe Tetris then, because kind of puzzly.
Yeah, I could go
with Tetris.
I'm
trying to think of an impossible puzzle game off the top of my head. Like
that isn't action-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tetris can be at the higher levels, or Donkey Kong, but that's action-based. It's a good question. Give us the best, hardest puzzle-based game, 408-228-4911.
Oh, for a second, I thought you had figured out the Star Trek computer system, and you were just asking the computer for something. You were looking at my computer when you said that, and I was like, all right, I'm in for this bit.
Computer in program. he was photons.
There's her real story, Mikhail. So it says, AIDS-like virus that had thwarted scientists for a decade. The exploit is published on Sunday in the journal Nature Structural and Molecular Biology, where exceptionally in scientific publishing, both gamers and researchers are honored as co-authors. Their target was a monomeric protease enzyme, a cutting agent in the complex molecular tailoring of retroviruses, a family that includes HIV. Figuring out the structure of proteins is vital for understanding the causes of many diseases and developing drugs to block them, but a microscope gives only a flat image of what to...
Sure.
Of what to the outsider, a flat image of what to the outsider looks like a plate of one-dimensional scrunched up spaghetti.
Can you do this in a Scottish accent?
No. Pharmacologists, though, need a 3D picture that unfolds the molecule and rotates it in order to reveal potential targets for drugs.
Go back to Justin.
No, it's what Eve would have wanted. This is where Foldit comes in. Developed in 2008 by the University of Washington, it is a fun-for-purpose video game in which gamers, divided into competing groups, compete to unfold chains of amino acids, the building blocks of proteins, using a set of online tools.
So wait, they're not looking for a cure. They're just, I don't understand. Like, once you do it, you're done, right?
What they did, maybe we'll figure this out, but my interpretation is that these actual scientists worked with, I guess, a game developer and said, we need a puzzle game that incorporates this imagery, right?
I see.
And we need to get from here to here. Now, a scientist understands all of the science to what's going on, but if you just give it to a video gamer and say, hey, you are taking on that little team of four Asian guys over there, okay? Now, your job is to unwind this little piece of spaghetti faster than they do, and then the gamer mind, it's like my buddy Heath, who was on the show, actually, we've told stories where he's like, you know how you ever play a video game with somebody that hasn't played video games? Like, you could just watch them and go, no, obviously, you have to go do that.
You
could just tell by the environment. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. Their puzzle-solving mind of being video gamers helped
them
figure
there's
it
a
out.
Common language in Magicka, the game that I've started playing, thanks to Christian, which is Evelyn's husband. They're early on in the game, you're walking by, and it's all like fun, retro SNES kind of interactivity with amazing graphics. And you're walking by, and there's a lady in a field with an exclamation mark above her head. And you walk up, and she's like, oh, these gnomes are... attacking my house. If you do take care of them, I'll give you some gold coins. Great. And then the gnomes show up and you kill them. And you're like, great. And you go back and talk to the lady. And she's like, I give you some coins, but it doesn't look like there's an accurate inventory system in this game. Now, if only I could get rid of this stupid exclamation mark I've got stuck in my head. And then you get an achievement. RPG much? It's completely unnecessary to the whole game.
But hilarious.
But great, because it totally draws you in. I was like, oh, okay, there's a guy with an explanation. We got to go talk to them. Like, no. That's no, you don't.
The article continues to say, to the astonishment of the scientists, the gamers produced an accurate model of the enzyme in just 3 weeks. Cracking the enzyme provides new insights for the design of antiretroviral drugs, says the study, referring to the lifeline medication against the human immune deficiency virus, HIV. It is believed to be the first time that gamers have resolved a long-standing scientific problem. I disagree. Yeah, we've solved many an issue with...
alien invasions.
Right.
Zombie That's breakouts.
Taken care of whenever that happens.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I would like to see a gamer, you know, go to the gaming equivalent of Buds training. I mean, you can go 18 hours without eating just because you forgot if the game is good enough.
Right.
Yeah, suck on that, science.
Dumb.
Cracking. I'm stupid. It is believed... No, there we are. We wanted to see if human intuition would succeed where automated methods had failed, Firas Khatib said. That's his voice.
I don't think you read like Jim Dale in the Harry Potter series. It's like everybody's got this wacky alien little creature voice.
Of the university's biochemistry lab said in a press release, the ingenuity of gameplay players is a formidable force. If properly directed, can be used to solve a wide range of scientific problems. One of Folded's creators, Seth Cooper, explained why gamers had succeeded where computers had failed. People have spatial reasoning skills, something computers are not yet good at, he said.
That's true.
Yeah. Games provide a framework for bringing together the strengths of computers and humans. The results in this week's paper show that gaming science and computation can be combined to make advances that were not possible before. Join us on Facebook.
That's not part of it. It would make sense that they would think of that. It's like somebody goes, you know who could do this? Somebody that solves a puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, Sudoku people could also do it.
Yeah. Now, what I would like to do is I'd like to get a petition going or a Facebook group going that we can get Oma, what's her... The hell, Gouda or whatever. What the hell was it?
Did you just have a stroke? Tara Flurgan.
That makes me laugh. Kathleen Lee Gifford and that chick that she.
Yeah, we were close.
I was trying to say her co-host name.
Regis?
She does the Uda or something.
Oh, yeah. Udan. Yeah.
Uda or something, or Uday, who's saying I'm
Uma
not
Thurman.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know my names very well. Thank you so much, Evelyn. I know you're running in the middle of some park somewhere.
No, she keeps on the sidewalks.
Oh.
Got to break the 440.
Never going to find a geocache there, Evelyn. Yeah. Now, I just recreated Jones. Now, for the rest of her run, she's going to be itching her elbow.
Yeah, where can I get it?
In my last email, the cliffhanger of episode 338, I had said, is Gears of War 2 coming to PS3? I meant Guild Wars 2. So... Is Gears of War 2 coming to PS3? That's not what he said. That was just to be funny for me. Is Guild Wars 2 coming to PS3?
No, I don't believe so. I think Arianet is strictly developing Guild Wars 2 for the computer.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah. The fact that they did that for DC is kind of unprecedented. And
oh, really?
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, I guess some of the Steam stuff is doing it now. Like, I could play Portal 2 with somebody on Steam while it's still on my PlayStation. But the idea of an MMORPG that's cross-platform, that's kind of new. Or platform at all. It's kind of a new idea.
The DC Universe is cross-platform, but when you play, you only play with other PS3 people.
Oh, well, there it is.
Yeah.
Got it. So definitely no.
Hey, guys, it's Peter. I'm currently typing this on my PS3 because it's kind of late. I'm bored, and I wanted to see if this would work. Broke after that, Peter. I don't know what you said. Oh, here it is.
Flurgen.
I think Peter had a stroke. I had a few things to say or ask. Ecta. I think he meant etc. Are you guys ever going to record a Ustream show? No.
We have. No, we have.
Because you're angry about it.
No, the answer is we have.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
And you forgot the word again.
Yeah.
So suck on that.
There it is. And no, because you're angry.
No, we should. I think
we don't should. You should feed your babies. You don't.
I think you have to feed your
No, that's what I'm saying. You should. That's a moral imperative with the word should.
I see.
Should feed your children. We don't should. We don't need to. We don't need to should all over ourselves.
I think I just should myself in that comment.
It would be nice if we did one for you. For us, it's a big pain in the should.
It's like stepping in should for us.
It just gets should all over.
If you go back and find a Ustream show, you'll realize it is.
It's pretty shoody.
Can Kevin say one good thing about Minecraft?
People love it.
He should. Can you guys talk about some new games that came out? Driver San Francisco, which is friggin' sweet. Gears of War 3, which I will get if I get an Xbox 360, etc. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what new games. I talked about it on another show, the games that I'm really excited about. Like I'd never done this before.
Oh, you're on your wish list?
Yeah, I pre-ordered games from GameStop because...
You have a bunch of shoes on your Amazon wish list.
Not just any shoes. Lady shoes.
Oh,
my wife uses my account for the Prime.
Dude, this kind of shoe here, there was a girl when I was driving over to your house just now on a pink scooter all by herself weaving through traffic. And I know it was a girl because she had a pink scooter and little hair. And then she stops and puts down her leg, and she's got too short of leg. And so she was wearing one of these shoes.
Like a heel together.
Like a heel. Yeah. I was like,
a scooter heel, if you would.
Only in L.A. Only in L.A.
Let me get to my stuff.
Why is your stuff way down on the bottom?
Because I have a kid. It's stupid. These games I'm very excited about. Metal Gear
Solid.
Those
are more shoes.
The HD Collection. Enzo Angelioni's women's Quamra wedge sandal, gray, 9.5, medium, U.S. Hello.
Now you know to get
God
Natalie.
God bless the USA.
You've been drinking rum this whole show.
I'm just saying, you communists, start getting UK-sized shoes for us, all right? That's not fair. We have a lot of English listeners.
They were fighting over on the Facebook page today on who was the only one that listened to it that's from the UK.
Oh, really?
And who was the best. Sam decided he's the best.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Yes, you do, Sam.
And it sounds like you wear a UK-sized Baker's Women's Boardwalk Wedge Pump Black Suede, 9.5. Boom!
$65 for that.
Assassin's Creed Revelations, I'm excited about. But what I really pre-ordered was Arkham City and Uncharted 3.
When does that come out?
I want to kiss City? Nolan North on his mouth.
Beard.
That's not true.
So I looked on my shelf recently, and I don't know why or when I acquired them, but I own both Assassin's Creed and Arkham Asylum. When did I...
We bought Arkham Asylum at the same time.
Did we?
I think so.
Well, I've never
played
it.
Either that or I gave you my copy.
That might also be it. So I started playing it this past week. That's a pretty good game.
Arkham Asylum is great, right?
Pretty good game. You know, I'd watched you play it, the opening sequence where you're going into the asylum and Joker's acting stupid, and you can see it all coming, and I just was not impressed. I think it was too much for my brain to handle because they do such a good job of bringing you into...
It looks amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, and I had tried a Batman game back on the GameCube and was thoroughly unimpressed with, you know, 30 minutes of gameplay. But I played that game for about an hour and then had to watch Dark Knight that evening because it got into me.
Yeah.
And I played it several times through.
I really believe that's the best licensed game out there.
It is. Yeah. I would agree because it's such a fantastic mix of detective work with action in the right amount of between the two. It leads you on. It gets you the characters in there. And then you really feel like Batman. You're like, oh, I'm actually solving this mystery. This is how he would do this.
Yeah.
This is how he would sneak up behind people and take them out.
Did you get the Gears of War 3?
I don't know. I didn't look very deep on my shelf. It might be there. I might own it, and I'm not sure. I also own a bunch of Kinect games I've never heard of. I'm like, where did these come from? I'm just buying things in my sleep now.
Oh, Spider-Man Edge of Time came out today? Oh, that's for the Wii. Boo. Ooh, that's not hard. That's harsh on the Wii. That's kind of jacked up.
Well, it's boo for you because you know.
Oh, Spider-Man is a time for PS3.
Yay! What is this website you're on?
VGReleases.com for video game releases. Payday the Heist.
Very good
that
games.
What is that?
I'm sure it's terrible.
Latest media. Let's play the latest media from Payday the Heist. It's going to be funny if there's none. Or what's even worse, what if the developers of it listen to the show? Yeah, there's nothing. listen to the show. That's incredible. Like, hey, that's hurtful. We like you.
Hey, we listen to your show. Hey,
how did you know my voice so perfectly?
This is the second.
I heard about this
thing.
Rage game, and I heard good things, but I didn't. I don't know. Like, here's the thing about this, guys, is that I think with this show, you're going to get guys who I think, in my opinion, are entertaining, but maybe we're not. You know, we're not Matt or Adam Sessler. Like, you know what I mean? We're not. Yeah. We broad strokes.
We talked about it. It's funny because we talked about it for the longest time of making this a video game show, but we thought we don't want to have to do reviews of games because that's not what we do. There are countless sources of people giving their opinion on new games and whether or not you should buy them, a rating system. And maybe someday we may have to do that sort of thing and do like a pick of the week or something so that we can show up on meta tags for ratings and that sort of thing. We are your entertainment base for video games. We're the people you go to laugh and enjoy being a fan of video games in the second funniest way possible. Ben 10. What's that?
It's not coming out yet. 13 days left.
It's Ben 10 racing. I'm sure it's
Jimmy terrible. Johnson's anything with an engine. I like that. That's like Gran Turismo, but with a
Rocksmith.
With a shitty license.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, on my iReleaser, I had Warhammer 40K Space Marine. I played the demo and did not need to buy it immediately.
Well, what is this? What happened here? What's going on?
Barkant.
Batman Arkham Asylum 2?
That's
that
probably
can't be real.
That's just a bad name. Yeah, see there.
Arkham City.
I bet that's the European release.
Oh, stuff.
Yeah, because it sits better. But in a few weeks, Ratchet & Clank All for One will come out and be all up in our 3D
space. You should get those kind of games. Here's the other thing. I've gotten the Formula One game, and it still has not broken the plastic because I am so enjoying DC Universe Online.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're getting off subject. We should be talking about this next week. I'm sorry.
Tune in next week as we discuss video games.
Yeah. Kevin, did you hear about the Sly Cooper game, which will be on the Vita? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, it was on the Wikipedia. Somebody made it up. It's gone now. There is nothing that I know of, and I don't think anybody else knows of a Sly Cooper game on the Vita. Furthermore, it was on Wikipedia. It was called Sly Cooper 3D Adventures. Oh, the Vita isn't in 3D. Was probably your biggest clue is that was not a real thing.
Whoops. Whoops-a-whoops.
That's the wrong platform.
Justin, do you have the issue of Superman where he dies from, I think, 1994? No, I don't. I should say...
It's 92.
I'm new. Like, I think I've talked about it in a show. Maybe I didn't make it clear. Is that I'm kind of new to comic books. I have a bunch of old ones that my son likes to look at and stuff like that.
He reads them.
When I was a kid. Yeah.
He reads them.
But I'm like on planes, when I go on flights now, I download the digital comics and I'm a little frustrated. Like, I'm big time into Green Lantern now. Something about the idea of the movie. I never knew anything about the superhero, even from Super Friends. I was never impressed. But that movie, even though I didn't think it was the most amazing superhero movie I've seen, I was like, I love the idea of this character and all the different lights and how they're, you know, like they're basically based in emotions and stuff. Mm-hmm, like the universe and the lore of it, I really, really dig. And I still don't know why. I can't really put my finger on it. But I really want to start. I've got a bunch of them that I'm reading right now.
I own two copies of that comic book.
Oh, snap.
It was the only
Did
DC...
you just look up your inventory on your iPad?
No. I was looking to see if you can get it on the iPad app. No, I bought it because that was when I was way into comic books. And it was the only DC comic book I've ever purchased as a kid. And I bought two, one that I could read and one that's still in its white plastic bag. Which I think everybody did. And I read it. If you've read the story of when he dies, I remember thinking, this is a pretty big letdown. Because they do this whole...
like, does it just happen? Is that a spoiler? It's 1994.
It's 1994. People read it. And maybe my memory is fuzzy, so correct me if I'm wrong. But what I remember reading, because it stuck with me, it's been almost 20 years, that he dies. The beginning of the comic book is his death. And everybody... The whole idea, it was in that... The video we watched where they talk about they want to discuss.
Then they started killing everyone.
They want to see what it's like to live in a world without Superman. But in that issue where he dies, it's essentially two storylines. One on Earth showing four different people claiming to be Superman, to take his role. One is the Man of Steel. One is Superboy. One is the robot evil Superman. And there's a fourth I can't remember offhand. But they all say, no, I'm Superman. And so that's the A storyline. And then the B storyline is the ghost of Superman trying to make his way through the afterlife.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you're like, well, he's still here. That's it's still happening.
Like
yeah.
I do like the idea of other people claiming to be Superman and the world without him. I like
and
that.
They all would say, I'm Superman, I'm yeah. Superman. And they're like, one's a big black guy that's all made of metal. You don't look the same, Superman. I don't know. Are we supposed to vote? Call, text 6812 and write Man of
Which
Steel.
Which Superman has the X Factor?
Yeah, exactly.
Then the next question is, what do you think of Ultimate Spider-Man series? My first comic was Ultimate Spider-Man number one. I don't know. Like, here's the series that I am interested in getting into. Like, once I get through the Green Lanterns, where I'm like, okay, I've satiated that. My new thing on the Marvel side is I'm reading a series of Captain America comics that I really like the look of. I think it's called Hail to Hydra or something like that.
Hail Hydra
is the series name.
You know, if you pump two fists out, it's not Nazi, but it's like double Nazi.
Oh.
That's what the Hydras do. Hail Hydra!
Yeah, double down, no two. Insurance on
yeah, exactly,
Nazism.
Exactly, yeah. There it is.
But anyway, I like the way that looks, but then once I also want to do the Civil War series. For whatever reason, that's kind of like, oh,
yeah,
man,
that's
that
good.
Like fun when all the good guys fight against each other. That
I have a book on from the X-Men called, it's a really important Christian term, deals with Christ.
Savior.
Retribution. Well, essentially, faith. It's after
Revelation.
After all the mutants, after all the mutants have been wiped out, there's the one mutant baby is finally
Redemption.
Born. No,
that's not it.
And so everybody's running around trying to get this one mutant baby.
Resource.
It's like manifest
restitution.
Man,
manifest destiny? No,
that's a Christian term.
Is it?
No.
Oh,
circa 1820.
That's James Monroe, James. That's so embarrassing. Anyway, so that's
on American.
Yeah, I know, right? But I get my shoes from America sizes, just so you know. And I
do
pay
you
my
sound
taxes.
Like a wear a sweater shoe?
last but not least, what do you think of DC, the stories, restarting all their comics like Superman, Batman? Thanks, guys, for reading my list of questions and stuff. If you did, P.S. Yep. Kevin, can you do an impression of the Kool-Aid guy now?
Hey, hey, hey. No, that's Fat Albert. What
oh,
is,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
Kool-Aid. I've got ice in my face.
I was at the comic book shop, and some of the guys were talking about that they saw it on a news network that DC...
What does that mean, that they're starting them all over?
Well, see, DC has actually put out ads on television for comic books.
Really?
Like, go read comic books. Go check these comic books out.
Interesting.
I don't know much about it, but it might be another reboot. Wouldn't be the first time DC has done a reboot. And usually...
So the idea is that we're going to, like... So for someone like me who gets frustrated because I want to read
continuity.
From 1942 all of the episodes forward, then I'm like, but that seems like a daunting task. They're going to go, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to start those same stories over. We're going to bring them up to date.
Everybody does that. I mean, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I feel like that's just an ongoing
X-Men
thing.
First Class, that the first issues came out 8 years ago, and that's all it is.
I have an overwhelming urge to say that I'm very excited about the idea of more than one person being Green Lantern, too. Like, why is that interesting to me? I really like, oh, I love that.
You know, I remember being into the idea of there being... It's contrary to the mythos, but there being more than one Iron Man, that anybody could put on the Iron Man suit. Maybe that's what you're attracted to. I think the appeal of Green Lantern is that all you need is the ring, but then there's also, it's representative of the entire universe. So you get one person, you get to see this myriad of galaxies, and that's the thing that DC does really
and
well.
There's that weird, like, I don't know, magical aspect of it and fantasy thing that I don't usually get into, but with all the, but I don't know what it is, but I love
there it.
It
is.
I love.
Are you going to be Green Lantern for Halloween?
Oh,
that's. I mean, I cast you.
Costume.
I cast you as Green Lantern.
I know, right? We were the Justice League. That's funny. But it's like it was funny to be.
Who did I call? Martian Manhunter. Yeah. Because
yeah.
I don't. I'd be Cyborg. He's pretty sweet.
I know. I don't. Yeah. I don't. I don't know what it is, but I really like. I gotta read all those, and I don't have time right now, and it's making me angry as we speak. What was his question, though? I forgot. Oh, they're just starting those over. Yeah, that's enough.
Right. I'll have to look into more about that.
He says, hey, guys, it's Otaku again, twice as powerful as your daily dose of insanity. I like it. Like he's got his own radio show. Otaku again, twice your dose of daily dose of insanity.
How you doing over there?
I stumbled on my tongue. And I was playing the original Portal. I stumbled upon two very disturbing rooms about the companion cube and the cake.
Oh,
is a lie, of course. I sat and looked at the screen and dropped the controller in shock that there was something so disturbing in a T game. If you played Portal, tell me your experience with these rooms. One in Test Chamber 17.
Yeah.
I forgot where the other one was. And if you haven't played Portal, tell me your most disturbing video game experience.
I'm so glad. That's a really weird question because I have a very good story for that exact sequence in the game.
I don't care if it's a spoiler for me. I want to know.
It's an old game too. So you played the first Portal?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
yet.
See,
I need the orange box for PS3.
Part of the reason. Oh, I've got it. Why haven't I given it to you?
Because you're playing the other game. I'll trade you my Sly Cooper collection for that.
I've already taken that back and loaned it to someone else.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, should
should. So the thing that was so captivating about the first Portal is that they lead you into it. You know from Portal 2 that it's instantly dangerous the moment you show up, right? Because their stakes are high, people are dying, there's death. The first Portal kind of, it stays in this test universe. You go through these rooms.
Yeah, you never break out of it?
You go through these rooms and you see, like, you can actually look up into windows and you see the office and stuff, and you just think, well, that's funny, there must be...
Oh, this is when it's a functioning test facility.
Exactly, so the first half of the game...
Oh, now I don't want to play that.
Yeah, so you walk around, you're going through these rooms, you're doing these tests, and she'll be a little dark, you know that something's wrong with the computer, some things will happen, but you just think it's, like, kind of gimmicky fun. And then you get to this room the first time it happens. And I've got Kat, we were dating at the time, and I'm telling her, like, this game has really blown my mind open, because what's the other? Half-Life is on this disc as well. And I was like, Half-Life is very scary, I won't play that with you here. But I'll show you this Portal game, because it's like a puzzle game, it's really fascinating, and I'm trying to do that thing to show my girlfriend games. So you go into this room, and then suddenly I look off to the side, and the wall is kind of bunched out, and it's being held open by a brick. And so you go inside, and there's a radio. Oh, no, the room, the music changes. It gets, like, really eerie, and there are bloody handprints all over the wall, pieces of junk on the ground, and you're behind the machine. You're in the world behind the thing. And that there's this
now,
writing.
Is this part of what you have to see to get through the game, or is
yeah,
it something
you don't
like
have
an
to,
extra room?
You do. You do need to access this room, but you can't miss it. Like, yeah. It's not like something you've unlocked. It's part of the, in fact, within the reality of the world, without that being available to you, you would not be able to pass the test. So you come in, and I have the biggest chills down my arms, and I'm telling her, I'm like, this is the first time this has happened in this game. I do not know what's happening. I got extra scared because it became super real that it was just this fun test game, and then suddenly there was like
turns on you where all of a sudden you get to have the realization of, oh, stuff's about to go down.
Something else is happening. I actually felt like I had broken the game itself.
Gosh,
like,
wow.
Somehow I
How
had...
good are they?
Yeah.
Or what they do,
wrapped
like.
Up in the story. And then, if you play it more, the cake is a lie. Have you figured out what that is?
From I haven't
you
yet.
Haven't. Well, you can play it.
All right.
You want me to tell you?
No, I don't care. Okay. Yeah, go for it.
I'll tell you. We all know. You're the only one that doesn't know.
Unless that's funny for people. I would rather it be funny for people that I don't know.
Well, it'd only
cake
be funny
is
if we
a lie.
Only be funny if we could watch you see.
Maybe that's what would be better.
So we could tape that's the cake.
I'll record it and then put it on the Facebook page.
That'd be great.
I'll be going, oh.
You can download it tonight. The game's like, it's like $6 or something. You get on both the Xbox and the PlayStation.
But I look for it. They don't sell it in the PlayStation market.
Oh, they sell it on the Xbox.
Yeah, they don't sell it by itself in the PlayStation market.
Yeah.
You could. I have to buy Half-Life in order.
Because if you buy, because I got once I played it all the way through on the PlayStation, I went over to the Xbox, downloaded it again.
Why wouldn't I just? I got an Xbox. I'll just do it there. Huh?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Or you could give me yours to borrow, huh?
No. Yeah, I can. It's Christian's.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is very fascinating.
Yeah,
the cake
stuff.
Is a lie. The cake is a lie.
I don't know what that means. He says, I also heard a rumor that there will be a Final Fantasy VII remake. Final Fantasy is one of my favorite game series. Legend of Zelda is a bit better. And I am wondering if either of you can confirm these rumors, because that would be amazing. For now, I must wait for 13 Versus to come out and tide me over. By the way, why press the circle button when you can press R1 and L1 to portal there?
Ooh.
Oh, good question.
Yeah, good question. I'm not going to answer that question. I don't know. I was never into the Final Fantasy games. I had a roommate at one point who was really into them, and I liked to watch him. But the only really RPG game, I guess you could say, that I got into is Mass Effect.
And now
DC Universe Online. That's about it.
My brother was way into them, There's not one that I think that's come out that he hasn't beaten and got maxed out characters and all that nonsense. And he can tell you all the mythos of all of it. And I'm impressed of how much of a geek fandom that they've got. Geek not in the insulting way, but like the people that can consume every little tiny detail about it and really geek out about it.
What's up?
But I was impressed with, I can't remember which one, but he told me that you have to, there's a couple different endings within the game, and to get the guy's ending, like one of your teammates likes you, you can never heal one of the girls on your team in the whole game. Otherwise, he'll see it as an offense.
Oh, really?
And you won't get that ending to the game.
Oh.
And I was like, that is an interesting piece of character detail that we don't see in American games currently. Very Japanese. I'd like to see more details like that within gaming, of like that sort of action, because that's how we function in our real world. But the game mechanics of most games is just killing and healing and killing and how do you hide behind not being shot by a bullet? But instead, something like that, where that's how I relate to you. If I'm mean to you, you don't hang out with me. Yeah. You know, I think that's cool.
This is from Mattis. First off, thanks again for reading my email and my friend Otaku's. Second off,
how did you know?
Again? Second off, this is boobs. This boobs is not, I repeat, not a pair of boobs. Facepalm. I don't know. What does facepalm mean? Does that mean she just hit me in the head? Oh, like talk to the
hand? Oh, yeah, no, you're right. No, facepalm like this.
Yeah. Because I call that a palm strike. That's why I'm
We
curious.
Called it, when we worked at Webtoon, we called it Deadly Force. Steve Duell would draw those pictures of how the palm of the nose would go, and he'd draw the cranium being stabbed by the brain. We had this in our professional studio.
I don't know.
Deadly Force.
I don't know if you guys simply read my email wrong or if I forgot to put not in it, but boobs is an emoticon of a face. Like, if someone saw a picture of Sly hugging Carmelita and was like, oh, because Sly likes boobs. I get it. Lastly, I have a ret, I don't know what that means, and link video for you. What is that?
Is it more boobs? There are a lot less boobs in this boobie email.
Know, right? It looks like a uniboob.
Where are you looking on this?
A colon and a capital D.
Where were the first boobs earlier?
Right here, these boobs. We talked about this before. This where I don't understand emoticons
is not
or text
repeat,
speak.
Not boobs.
Like Extreme Disney, I don't get it.
Well, what is that supposed to be, that those aren't boobs? Whatever.
I don't know. It's supposed to be like, oh, like your face is like, mm. I think what they're doing is like the up and down face, but it doesn't work. It fails, Madison, but I'm a big fan of you.
Add this
and your extra long signature.
Yeah, to your signature.
Add this explanation.
Fail.
To your signature.
Boobs.
This is one of my favorites.
And then email your mom.
And I find them quite hilarious. Sadly, I can't get a link to work, so go to YouTube and type Rhett and Link Epic Rap Battle.
Okay. That's the next email.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately, we're running out of time. This is a quick one from Quincy. He says, I didn't just play your episode for my... This is, for those of you who don't remember, Quincy was one of our early emails when we first switched to the video game format, and he asked us to help him with his parents not letting him play Call of Duty, and then he sent us this email saying, thank you, you guys are awesome, I can play Call of Duty now. And then he says, we asked him, well, why? What happened? And here's the story. I didn't just play your episode for my parents. They never would listen to your advice. No offense. They wouldn't listen to anyone.
That's offensive. to your parents.
All I did was ask my friend to bring the game over, and I showed it to them. My mom told me that she just didn't want me watching horrible, brutal, bludgeoning people to death. So now I can play.
Did you just show them a part where you're running through the forest?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, it's an adventure story. That's fun.
Like
there's trees.
Quincy sits down with his friend Stan and is like, listen, Stan, when she comes in, just don't melee attack.
Just put on Pokemon Snap. We'll call it. Brilliant.
Oh, that's funny. This one comes to us. We don't know this person's name. It's Second Fanniest. It says, very well, Mr. Miller.
The peanut butter sandwich.
It says, very well, Mr. Miller, you may stay as the voice actor of Sly as you just passed by 10 points. Watch your back. I will be there. I have two issues so far. Number one, DLC sucks. I love getting money back from games. I beat/hate Oblivion and hate GameStop, but me as a consumer love it. I don't understand that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. End of BTTF3, Doc. Love Train, so derp. And
the,
he
you're doing that thing where you're taking notes of the show. Yeah. It's just we're moving on.
Oh, that's right. I was, I'm sorry.
Can't take notes of the show. And
this one comes to us from Brandon or Brendan. I apologize. You should do a skit where Kevin is a potato in the trash and okay. Kevin is a fat guy at McDonald's.
So I'm both the potato yeah. in the trash and yeah. the fat guy. Okay.
I'm a potato in the trash. Oh, yeah, I'm a fat guy. I'm gonna eat you. You can't. I'm in the trash. And scene.
Good call, Brendan. Good call. This one comes to us from...
Animate that. Somebody animate that.
Elvis Reptilicus. I had 3 hamburgers in 1 day. 1 in the morning, 1 when I got home, and 1 combo from McDonald's. I felt like crap afterwards. You guys do anything similar?
Earlier we had rum. That was a bad idea. You know, the first time I ever had a McGriddle, I had one, fell in love with it, went back to the store and bought 2 more and ate them throughout the day. I've never had a McGriddle since.
So you're smarter than I am because I will... My thing is donuts. Like our friend Joseph Bears
just said,
bought us some Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme. He came to visit on Sunday, and the day after, because I don't like Krispy Kreme fresh. I like them
really?
Like older. Yeah,
yeah. I found the same thing.
So I had 3 of them, and I'm 32 years old, and I cannot do that. Yeah. That was a dumb.
Yeah, that
move.
Rum was the most sugar I've had in a week. It was a mistake.
This is another email from Elvis Reptilicus. It says, I found out about this podcast in a YouTube comment in a Sly Cooper related video. You guys are hilarious. And to Kevin, I'm a huge fan of the Sly Cooper series. I won and beat them all. I think they're great. Excellent job.
Wait, did you win them and then beat them? Or like
he won them in like a radio type contest.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I want to participate
Or some kind of sweepstakes where he walked into a GameStop or similar type store and threw $60 in their faces and ran out with a copy.
I played that sweepstakes. I've done sweepstakes all the time.
I also have a question. Did you guys see the movie The Human Centipede? If so, what did you think? I think it's dumb, but not the worst. I'm glad to have watched it once.
You need to preference this. That's rated like... A for awful. I can't even. If you're going to describe any details of this movie, I can't listen to it.
Yeah, it's a movie that was like, I'm trying to think. Like, you know what Paranormal Activity did, where they said, "Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it look like it's a reality show to make it super freaky and scary, right?" So what these people did was they came up with a movie that isn't gory or bloody necessarily, but they're like, what is the biggest thing we could do to make people uncomfortable?
You can't say it.
I won't.
Okay.
If it helped you.
Oh, no. I can't even think. You gave me like nightmares for 2 weeks just describing the plot of this movie.
And more often than not, like, I think it's like, what, there's like a Birdemic or something. Isn't that one of those? There's some movie.
Talking about like avian flu?
No, Jordan had this at the theater that he runs, is that there's this like Vietnamese director who directed this movie about birds attacking people. And it's horrible, horrible.
Like birds.
Kind of. But it's like, it's horrible, like special effects. Like it's just.
Like birds.
Yeah, exactly. And so. So this guy, though, he thinks that he made a really good movie, and the joke is that it's more of a cult thing where people think it's hilariously bad.
Got it. Birds. You're talking about the avian attack.
No, it's called Birdemic.
Yeah, Birdemic. Oh yeah, I remember him telling us about that.
So anyway, and it's like that, and the worst movie ever made was Troll 3 or something. Yeah, like that, or Troll 2. I can't remember.
Troll 3 in space.
Yeah. So there's that. But this Human Centipede. My thoughts on it were like, it is like what he said. He goes, I'm glad I watched it, where it's like, I watched it. I didn't feel like, I walked away going, like, I don't feel good. Like, you know what I mean? Which is impossible. And I just didn't get it. Like, I didn't understand the point of it. It honestly doesn't even do a very good job of playing the horror genre.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, how soon can we get these people into this human centipede situation? That's all it is, so that we could, and then we're going to tease it a little so that eventually we could show people, and then it's like, now we're going to see why we did this, and yay, we're gross, and we did it, and oh crap, we still have 20 more minutes of
movie. That's your review. And listen, if you're intrigued by that, honestly, then go ahead, and you probably already know what it is.
Yeah.
If you're not,
don't.
If you're squeamish at all,
and I don't,
I'm telling you now.
I hope we're not doing that thing where, you know, when you say don't do that, it makes it
appealing.
Here's
the thing.
It's really not worth
it. I'm honestly telling you, I've never seen this movie. He told me about it, and I regretted listening.
He beat me?
Yes, you. I cannot stress enough, those of you who are under the age of 18, to not Google that movie. And I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not either.
going on.
This one comes from Robin. Hey, Justin and Kevin, I'm sure you must get a ton of fan mail. I've heard you go through your emails on the show, and I'm sure that's probably not even half of it.
Nope, that's all
that's
of it.
About all of it.
So I'll try not to waste too much time.
About two.
I mentioned this briefly on the Facebook, but I only recently found your show thanks to a link on TV Ropes. I thought long and hard about what to say if I actually emailed you, and what I finally settled on is this. Thank you. I've been going through a very rough time lately and have been dealing with a severe depression for a while. I could say with no trace of exaggeration or sarcasm that listening to your show and laughing so hard I cried made me feel better than I had in weeks. I know that's probably a few different levels of pathetic, but it's true. Just wanted to make sure you guys know that while your podcast may be a silly, funny gamer show, it can still impact people in very significant ways. And that's enough about my personal life. I actually just thought of a question for you guys, Kevin and Justin, if you ever did finish playing the Sly Games. What is your favorite episode, both in terms of gameplay and story? Also, Kevin, I know you were asked about favorite line in the games in a previous episode, but what was your favorite line to record? And now this email has gotten too ridiculously long and overly verbose, so I guess I'll just say thank you one last time and just stop typing before I rant for another two paragraphs, Robin. Thank you, Robin. That's very,
that was very sweet, Robin.
I honestly, there's a part of me that honestly does the show with that kind of idea. There's a, I know that it maybe sounds like I'm getting on a soapbox or a little too preachy or something, but I, there's a part of my being that needs to make people laugh. You know what I mean? And there's a part of the reasoning isn't because of attention that I need. Yeah. The honest to God reasoning is that I feel like that's how I can make other people's lives better. Yeah. I don't expect it. I don't expect every person to ever listen to my voice to go, my life is now better because I know Justin Wharton.
And I've become Rocky.
I do expect them to do a Rocky impression.
I mean, Bullwinkle.
Bullwinkle. Yeah, what did I say?
Yeah, I said Rocky, and then I fed it to you. It all went down.
I got Rocky-itis.
My favorite episode, I think, is Menace from the North. As they say in Canada. I like the one with the trains in Slide 2. I think that's my favorite.
There you go.
There it is. I just realized they might be trying to force out a Sly 4 episode.
Ooh.
Somebody else on the Facebook a while ago said, we all know we're just listening to this hoping that Kevin will slip and give something about Sly 4. And when the game comes out, we're not going to listen to this anymore. Oh. And somebody's like, hey, yeah, because who would really be here if it wasn't for Sly 4? And I wrote, I'd be here.
Yeah, me too.
We'd probably still do the show.
I did this for 2 years. Before there was a Sly 4. Hey guys, what's up?
And favorite line? I don't know.
Okay. It's from Peter. He goes, hey guys, what's up? This might be a reasonably short email. If not, sucks for you. The reason why I'm emailing you is because I had the best idea for the cover of Sly 4. Just picture this. Imagine whatever vehicle making the time travel possible and the whole gang getting out of it, just like Back to the Future. You know what I thought about for that for a minute and realized Universal Studios, Sony, and Senzuru have nothing to do with each other. My dreams are crushed. Well, I guess I'm done. So, someone on Facebook page, draw it, please. Jump and press the circle button. P.S. Justin, okay. How many comics do you own? Estimate. I'll go count. I don't own... Well, I guess if you count the ones that I have from when I was a kid, maybe 20, if that.
Mm-hmm.
I have about 12 to 15 on digital, if that counts.
I probably have about 1,000.
Okay.
Maybe 1,500.
He asked me.
Yeah, I don't know why you got the label as the comic book guy
in
this.
That's so
funny. I've been collecting comics.
I think they're throwing me pity questions. I think that's what's really happening.
Oh, yeah.
PSS, I have 30 to 50. PSSS, my first comic was Ultimate Spider-Man number one. Oh, I think we read his email earlier then.
Yeah.
PSSS, talk about the new Spider-Man movie. PSSSS, good night.
Okay, I'm gonna break it down. I told you there's going to be grammar in this, and this is what I was talking about. That is not what... You do not type PSSSS. The PS stands for postscript.
Uh-huh.
So every time, if you need to write another PS for whatever reason, you write PS, which stands for postscript, and then if you do another one, it's PPS, as in postscript.
Postscript.
Not PSS, that is postscript, script. Makes no sense.
Well, maybe he's trying to add more scripts.
Maybe. And he should put the periods in between.
I'm mad about the new Spider-Man movie.
We're running out of time. We'll talk about the new Spider-Man. Was that on here?
Yeah.
Spider-Man movie next week.
Okay.
We've got... you need to hit pause. I need to ask you a question.
Okay. Hi, Justin and Kevin. You want me to do it after this email?
Yeah.
Hey,
That'd be great. Do it. Okay. Read this email. Read it.
I would like...
Read the email!
Number one, Justin, I have two questions about DC Universe Online. What was the character creator like, and what is the combat like? Is it where you have to watch the guy do the fighting for you, like World of Warcraft, or is it where you press the buttons to do the fighting? It's where you press the buttons to do the fighting. I have two things that I think are probably cool. Like, the look of the characters and what you could do to create your superhero is really, really nice,
But the problem is that you, and I don't know if this is a, within every RPG type game, but like I made a character and I was like, oh, I think these elements will impact the story.
Yeah.
So I want to be comical. My personality. I didn't know that it'd make me stand like a dweeb every time I look at my character, and that I would never have dialogue or anything to contribute to the game. Yeah. So my, I wish I would have known that, because, and then they don't tell you anything. Like, stuff just happens. So I played the game for like a week, and then I was like, no, I don't like the way my guy stands, and this is, and I know this is my own neuroses, and maybe most people don't care. And then it wasn't until like I'm almost level 10 at this point, and then all of a sudden I take a tour of Watchtower and they're like, here's a place where you could redesign your attributes for $500, like cash within the game, which is easy to get.
It's 12 times
unless when it's free to play, they're like $500, so you need it. But so that was my only beef with the character creator. But as far as like, and then you pick your costume, you can never change it, but then you earn
you can't go to the place and change it.
You can eventually. I don't know if it changes the costume, because I wasn't going to pay $500, but then you earn these other things that add to your costume, and then they don't tell you, like, hey, if you like the way you made your character the second time around, you can lock this out. Like, you have to figure all that stuff out on your own, which I didn't like. So
in Star Trek, you can redesign your uniform for every character. For some reason, every character on your ship can be wearing their own uniform. But then if you want to change it, which is fine, you can't change your alien species or sex, but you can change the uniform. And making it, depending on how different you decide to make it from what you've got, the price goes up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Within the game.
But as far as the comic goes, it's a lot of button mashing, but I think it's still kind of fun. Like, there are moments where I'm like, come on. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But once you get, I think once I get closer to the cooler powers that are coming, then I'm going to be like, oh, this is great. Number two, I have completed Space Marine, and I have to say I found it very repetitive. In my opinion, it was good when you were fighting the orcs, but when you start to face the chaos, it then started to feel very boring, and it had one of the worst final boss fights ever. It was a clone of the third part of the mysterious boss battle on Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, but this is my opinion, and probably other people will disagree with me, but that's how I felt about the game. So I would give the game a 7 out of 10. The reason I give it this is because it was a good game, but can get repetitive and boring. It was an all right story, but the final boss could have been way better. And Kevin, when you get the game and see the final boss, you will see how easy it is compared to the whole game. In fact, the whole game was pretty hard until the final boss.
Yeah, well, Brandon, with that kind of a review, I don't know if I'll be picking it up anytime soon. I certainly won't be paying full price for that game.
This link will send you to one of the most strangest cartoons ever. Is this what I think it is? Let me try. Yeah, we saw that. We watched the Batman, Spider-Man, or whatever thing, and that is crazy. Number four, my PSN ID is, Jenna Viper. If anyone wants to add, I didn't know Brandon was Jenna Viper. Wants to add me, so the next time we have a gaming Saturday, you will know who I am. And the reason I called my name Jenna Viper, because it's the name of my favorite Metal Gear character who was on PSP game Portal Ops. And lastly, the guy from the room has been hired by Machinima to do an internet show about games. Here's the link. Tommy Wee Show Ep 1 Mortal Kombat.
With an ad. This is an ad.
Sorry, Brandon. But you guys could go check
it
out.
That's great. Hit pause.
Oh, sorry. And we're back. All right, so Caleb.
We were discussing if we want to have a gaming Saturday. Justin's unavailable.
Yeah.
But I have synced a Bluetooth up with my PS3 and would be very interested in doing some Red Dead Redemption for a little bit, if anybody would be down.
10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time?
I'll tweet it out.
Okay.
I'll tweet it up. I have to. Now that we're not coming over here, I got to figure out a timeline that works with the wife, because she's a photographer. She's going to be shooting things.
She's got stuff to do, but you don't have kids. This is something that Caleb sent us that we listened to that we thought was funny. Biscuit nugget in a biscuit nugget. Biscuit nugget in a biscuit nugget. Biscuit nugget in a biscuit. Dip it all in mashed potato nugget. Biscuit nugget in a biscuit nugget. Biscuit nugget in a biscuit nugget. Biscuit nugget in a biscuit. Dip it all in mashed potatoes. Dip it all in mashed potatoes. So there you go. Yeah, if you want to search nugget in a biscuit. I'm sorry.
That is shamelessly like the famous Badger Snake. You don't know this song? I mean, that it's almost obviously they heard that video, heard this song, and we're like, okay, let's do that for this. And here it comes, in case you haven't heard this and you haven't been around the internet in the past 5 years. Here it comes.
Anyway.
Yeah. Here comes. Now. Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
There we go.
They had a much better song called I Got a Big Bag of Crabs Here. Maybe we can go out with that song.
All right. Hey, guys, it's Blaine again. Thanks so much for reading and answering my email on the show. I really appreciate your answer. I noticed you kept saying he, though. I'm a girl, but it's okay. I'll let it slide. Actually, Blaine, if you're a girl, you're not allowed to listen.
No, that's because lady gamers listen, not girls.
Well, there's another show for that. So my bad. I didn't know.
Mia is going to kick you in the lady gamer.
I haven't heard from Ian forever. I miss her.
She's on the Facebook.
I've been a fan of Sly for years, and I was wondering if maybe Kevin could say my name. It would be really awesome to hear the voice of one of my favorite gaming characters say my name. Thanks.
All right. Blaine Strickland.
There you go.
We got to go. We should answer the rest of these next week. What do you got left?
We've got three more, dude.
We're 5 minutes. All right.
Come on.
You're in charge. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week.
Andrew, hello again. After listening to quite a lot of episodes, I eventually got the obvious, you are a funny person. And since
it took 5 episodes to get that?
Oh, you're welcome. Since I like comedy myself, I would like to know your views on other comedians and types of humor. Number one, what do you think of Roger Dangerfield's material? Just so you know, that's Rodney Dangerfield, number one.
He died.
Yeah, I like his material because he was one of the last guys to bring one-liners into the mainstream. He had like a 1950s style. And what was really, really cool about Rodney Dangerfield is that a lot of the comedians that you know now, especially if you were into comedy in like the later 80s and early 90s.
When cable was just making comedy everywhere.
He was the one who was putting people on television. Like he would pick guys up at the Laugh Factory in L.A. that he thought were funny and then put them on television. Like he would vouch for them, and he built a lot of careers and was known for that, to be that guy.
That's cool.
And subsequently, as he got older, he would be just running around in a bathrobe, halfway soiling himself as he really got old.
Aww.
And all of these comedians would take care of him like he was their father. I heard some interesting stories about that.
That's really
Monty
sweet.
Python's Flying Circus. While I like it, I never really got into the worshiping of that. Like, I'm never like, oh my God, what? I love that.
Yeah,
so
I don't. I think it's funny when I watch. I'm like, oh, I get it. I don't know why they treat it like it invented comedy.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way.
It's funny.
Maybe some of our listeners from across the pond could weigh in, and maybe there's something that we don't. I do like British comedy. I like what Ricky Gervais has done with a lot of British humor, and I like all that. But I don't know. That's me. Are you familiar with the concept of YouTube poop? It is a YouTube-exclusive phenomenon. People take original material, video and audio, and mix it to the point of creating original content. It is almost always humorous and, unfortunately, mostly full of sex jokes. This example, however, is completely safe for work. Thank you for the precious seconds out of your life and reading all this useless stuff just to make one listener happy. Continue being awesome. You're welcome, Andrew. And then he sent us this video. I kind of expect...
La coloration sur de l'ensemble de la allongement sur chevelure. Si vous désirez très bien, bonsoir.
So it's some kind of French guy that's just being... I thought what they would do is mix the audio of one popular viral video with the video of another and have it make sense.
That's what I thought.
But it's not.
Where's Max Edwards?
What you're about to witness is one of the most sinister sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever produced in the history of television. There's...
Yes, it.
Yes, namely, the Max Headroom story.
I know that
and
guy.
Afterwards, that is directly following, I want to talk to you about something even bigger. Namely, Max Headroom. So!
Sit back.
Relax.
And enjoy
my film.
Is that guy doing a Max?
Das nunze Hack war in einem deutschen Restaurant.
Ja.
Und der Oberbrockner mir eine.
Oh, Max Headroom, where have you gone?
Dear SFP, I was listening to an old episode, so maybe your personal opinions have changed, but it was the one with Sultanovich, and you guys were talking about how you supported whale wars, even though they were completely... Oh, yeah, you're right. We could do that one next week. Let's see what else we have here.
More on whale wars next week.
That is more about DC Universe. The same question. Yeah, we'll do these next two emails last week. So
I knew we could do
good.
It.
Yeah, we did. We're doing better. We're trying to be fair, but still, you know.
Oh, that's right. My bad. My brother and I used to sing this song all the time.
Really?
We were like 28 and 31.
Okay, I was gonna say. So give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget to go to secondfunniestpodcast.com and click on the GameStop link to order all your gaming needs so that Kevin can remember that he has to do something with somebody. And what else? Continue to keep spreading the word about the Facebook and the show. Numbers are growing, and we appreciate you immensely. And keep sending emails. And on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.
Okay, now I'll move it on.